We are live here at the People's Health Center. First day, October 15th of the annual enrollment period is open. Medicare, People's Health representatives are here to help walk you through the entire enrollment process. They'll tell you more about People's Health if you want to know about their Medicare Advantage plan, but there's no obligation or anything. Main thing is to help you decide what you want to opt for your Medicare coverage, especially if this is your first year, because it can be very confusing with parts A, B, C, and D, what's covered, what's not covered, are you still working, do you need insurance, do you not need insurance, etc. So come on in. We're at 3017 Vets near Causeway, right next to Party City. Representatives are here. I'd love to see you. Andy Smith joins us now, our friend, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, talk about the presidential race. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. We're in the final, kind of final home stretch. The playoffs are going. When the World Series comes, well, heck, the election might be over by the time the World Series is over.
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday, watching afternoon baseball. It's kind of nice, huh, to see baseball on in the afternoon, the playoffs, and you get all excited, even though if you're like me, you don't really know who these players are, but you start rooting for people, you know?
I agree. You know, it reminds me of being a kid, and, you know, you watch teams other than Cleveland playing in the playoffs every year.
It reminded me more of the presidential election, because I don't really know who these people are. None of us do, but yet you find one and you root for them, right?
I think you've got something going there. I think that looking at the elections, it's a lot like rooting for sports teams. You rationalize why your team is better than the other team.
And when it comes to polling, and I don't know if you and I have discussed this or not, just like the Fox pregame show or NBC or whatever it is, when the analyst picks your team to win, then all of a sudden they're a genius, right? And they know what they're talking about. Even though it has nothing to do with the outcome of anything, if they pick your team, then by God, I'm with them, and they got it right. But if they go against you, then all of a sudden they're a jerk, even though it has nothing to do with the outcome.
Of course, but that's human nature, and actually that's one of the reasons they have polling, is because it gets people rooting for one team or the other, and they continue to watch the TV show. Follow the money, as in everything.
Yeah, this is probably, we should call this the cynic half hour with Andy and I talking about the presidential race, because it's, I'm sorry, neither one of us get in line and start waving flags, because truth be told, come on. Let's talk about the polls, because I see this new NBC poll that shows, and again, you're the pollster, these numbers confuse me, and my head doesn't work that way, but it seems like every time I see a change in the polls, it's always within the margin of error, which makes me wonder, what are we really determining here?
I think you're absolutely right, and that's one of the problems that I've got with the reporting on polls, is that it takes a fairly significant shift to be meaningful. The margin of error on almost all of the polls that you're looking at is about plus or minus 3%. That means you have to add or subtract 3% to each estimate. So we have to add or subtract 3% to Harris and add or subtract 3% for Trump. That the ultimately, a candidate's not really winning statistically unless they have about more than a 6 percentage point advantage over the other candidate. So all of the stuff we're seeing now, in my mind, is just kind of noise of an essentially tied race.
You know what stood out to me on this? 48% of voters now say they approved of Donald Trump's job performance as president, which is higher than he ever held when he was president, which indicates to me everybody always thinks the good old days. How's that Billy Joel song go? The good old days were never as whatever and whatever it is. You can look it up. Google it. The guys in the truck will look that up for us. But anyway, the point is this. I've made the analogy, or at least people have texted in the analogy, I don't want to steal their thoughts, that it's kind of like having a crazy ex where after you're away from him for 4 years, you remember the good stuff and you forget the crazy, and you're thinking, well, you know what, that was a kind of nice time in my life and blah, 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 and you forget some of the bad things. Any analogy there to be made?
Well, I can't speak from experience.
Yes, you can. Come on. We've all had that.
Well, there was that one time.
There you go. That's right.
There's something about that. It's a really interesting phenomenon that if you track job approval ratings, they kind of go, they start off high when a president just gets inaugurated, then they slowly slide as their time in office continues. And then once they're seen as lame duck and they're going out the door, then you see their approval ratings start to rise. And I think Joe Biden's approval ratings have risen as well. But Trump has been out of office longer, and I think that you're seeing Republicans remembering some of the good things and forgetting some of the bad things, and some of those independent voters doing the same. But relying on our memory for accurate assessments of things that we really aren't quite sure how they happened in the first place is probably a very fuzzy area.
We didn't know what the hell was going on then, let alone now, four years later, right? That's interesting. Well, let me take a break. We'll talk about Kamala Harris's approval numbers when we come back, and also how that relates to the Biden presidency, and how it just, again, what seems to boggle my mind is for years we've always talked about the vice president. Who, what, where, what do they do exactly? Why are they there? We understand that if something happens to the president, but other than that, we don't really know what they do. And it would seem like sometimes running for vice president is a ticket to political obscurity, right? But it seems as though people are trying to hook up Kamala Harris with Joe Biden's tenure, and I don't know that she had a lot to do with the policy. I'm not defending Kamala Harris. I'm just talking about the role of the vice president historically. Andy Smith's our guest, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. I'm Tommy Tucker. We're live here at the People's Health Center. It's at Medicare Center in Metairie, 3017 Vets, next to Party City. We're underway. Representatives are here. Today is the first day of the annual enrollment period. It runs through December 7th, but don't wait. If you got any questions, come in. They will sit down with you. They'll walk you through Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D. Talk about what's best for you. Talk about Medicare Advantage plans. Maybe it's good for you. Maybe it's not. But either way, they'll take the time and answer whatever questions you have. 621, time for traffic now, WWL. All right, 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, live on location here at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets, next to Party City in Metairie. Representatives are here. It's the first day of the Medicare annual enrollment period. They'll walk you through parts A, B, C, or D. We have donuts here from Joe's Cafe, six locations across the East Bank and West Bank, Metairie, Terrytown, two in Marrero, West Wego, and Gretna. Back to Andy Smith, who is in New Hampshire, who is, well, that's because it's what he does. He's director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. You know, they got stuff that you see on Twitter with former President Trump trying to say Arizonians and not doing a very good job of it. You got this stuff that's going around with Tim Walz, whom, and it goes to the importance of the vice presidential candidate. When I saw it the first couple of times, I thought it was J.D. Vance. I didn't realize it was Tim Walz. I conflated the vice presidential candidates. Some kind of problem with a shotgun. Have you seen the movie The Campaign, Andy?
The Campaign, no, Ferrell? I don't know if that was The Candidate, but that's going way back.
This was with Will Ferrell, and with Zach Galifianakis, and it's a funny movie about the idiocy of campaigns. And when I saw this stuff with Tim Walz, I thought Black Hawk Down. For people that have seen the movie, they'll know what I'm talking about, where they got some kind of stage shotgun incident or something. All of this stuff that the different candidates are going through. First of all, I don't know that it matters if they do anything wrong. I don't know if it matters if they do anything good at this point. Does it? Is that going to really make a difference?
I think for the vice presidential candidates, it's really, can they not make a mistake and say something that's really, that they have to explain later? They can go in lieu of the president or the presidential candidate and speak to large crowds to kind of get people fired up. Then provide maybe a little bit of comic filler for the national press, like putting on a duck hunting suit. I saw that picture of Walz hunting. It reminded me of two things. First, it reminded me of John Kerry going to try to get a hunting license, where his hunting clothes obviously had just come out and freshly pressed out of a package. The other one is, I thought, you know, Walz may not want to go hunting with ex-vice presidents, because didn't Dick Cheney have some issues with hunting?
He had some troubles. Well, do me a favor. Google, when you get a chance, The Campaign and Black Hawk Down, and that'll show you what I'm talking about, all right? And you'll see that, we're living now. Life has imitated art, it seems as though. So, before we let you go, we got a minute left. Can anybody do anything? The October surprise, got a couple of weeks left before the campaign, early voting underway. We know who Trump is. The people that love Trump love him. The people that hate him Kamala Harris, I guess her approval numbers are tied to Biden. Can she do anything to mess up or that's going to make a difference? Or is the cast the die pretty well cast?
I think it's pretty well cast. I think it's going something dramatic potentially could happen. We've seen a few of them this cycle. But it's probably only going to move things a couple points, maybe a percentage point or two. But, you know, as close as this race, that could make the difference. So I wouldn't be surprised to see people, either of the campaigns, push for an October surprise. But it's a matter of the press runs with it, how hard they cover it, and if anybody pays attention at this point.
Quick question, because we're late already, but Donald Trump shoots somebody on Fifth Avenue. Does he lose any support?
Well, it depends on who it was.
But
it depends on who it was and if they deserved it. I think that's the rationality that you'd get from them.
Thank you, Andy. That's on that note. We'll leave it. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the who wasn't that they deserve it? We'll take a break, come back, talk about the mid-Barataria sediment diversion. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. Come on, have some donuts and coffee. Right now, time for WWL First News.